just
well,
this man.
The fact that she's running for governor when
this man.
Well, she won't though. I mean,
no,
it's
probably
it's such
she
a...
won't get very far because she's there's too many people out there running because like Kasich is. Because he's been in there too long.
Yeah, he already reached
but that,
himself.
Houston, he's running. And Houston, Mary Taylor, she's the one, lieutenant governor right now. She's running. Let me think. Oh, there's a whole, Mike DeWine.
Yeah,
I think he's the head. He's in a different party, though. He's a Republican. The rest of them are all Democrats.
No, Mary Taylor, she's the lieutenant governor now.
She's probably Republican now.
Yeah.
Mike DeWine. Yeah, Houston, I know he's...
They have like eight. There's eight.
A bunch.
Yeah.
And the Democrats is Mike... Is,
but I haven't heard anything more about her.
Mike DeWine is the Republican, but I'm thinking Taylor, she's with him. Right. She's with him, right? Taylor and Mike DeWine.
Well, Taylor is the lieutenant governor right now.
Right.
And Mike DeWine is...
He's from Greene County. I think he's...
Is he the attorney general?
Yeah,
he's the attorney general.
This is psoriasis.
He's running for governor.
It's caused by stress.
I forget who the other one is. I can't remember.
There's so many now.
So many.
Yeah, it reminds you of the lineup for president.
Exactly.
There's so many.
You ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Let's go. I want to run the same.
I know.
Listen, I'll drop you off over there.
That's
okay?
Fine.
You're not taking that for your dog?
No.
That's too big for
that. Oh, we need to take that.
The bill's going to be too big. Maybe I'll. We'll get him in the tree.
Okay, well, you ready? Hello.
No, he speaks to me after 4 years living in the house where he beats me.
No, you didn't ask for it.
What did you just say?
Remember when you hit me in the eye and gave me a black eye?
This person.
Thank you for helping me do that.
Oh, yeah.
You could wrap that in a napkin.
No, I'm not going to take that napkin.
According to Sherman, I hit him in the eye at some point.
Yeah, the police came because you hit me in the eye and gave me a black eye. Remember when you came out of the room and you started beating everybody?
This person beat that guy.
You're gonna bump into somebody.
The whole lot of you are in a lot of deep shit. The three of you are in so much deep shit.
I'm sure.
I mean, you're just gonna just pretend like it's not real, but it is. You don't let a man beat another man. Not a man who dresses as a woman. You just don't. And you let it happen over and over and over again. And now he's saying, I hit him in the eye. I've never touched that man in the eye in my life. I've never done that. He's gaslighting that. He's crazy. And then he's completely unstable. He's talking about all these neighbors who are so dangerous. He beats someone in his own house that you just let him live in. You know?
Get a life.
And it's gonna go somewhere, Mom. I'm glad I humiliated you in public.
You always do. You remember
that? I'm always in public with you.
Every time I have to pull you off of Mom when you verbally attack her.
I've never done any of these things you have. You have...
I had to stop you. I've had to pull you off of Mom how many times?
I've never done these things. I've never laid my hands on Mom in my entire life.
How many times you told Dad?
Sherman, I've never done that.
Dad doesn't want to talk to
you. Sherman, no one's going to believe you because you're an idiot and an asshole. You have a large... fists that run into me.
Even talk to him.
No, he just said that I've beaten you, Mom. Have I beaten you?
Well, you get in my face.
I've never, oh my God, I've never done what he just said.
There you go.
I have never done what he
you
just said.
To tell him to cut you off yelling at you.
Okay, I have reacted to mom reacting at me. That is the most I've ever done. I've never done any of these things that you are, I mean,
okay,
the two of the three times that you have beaten me, two of the three times you have beaten me.
There you go. Now
oh my God, I did this and you're going to act like this is a symptom of something before. No, Sherman, you are three times my size.
Sherman,
this is
came out of your room and violently beat me.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I had this on video.
And then the police showed up and you lied to him.
What did I say, Sherman? What did I say?
Addy came over and said, oh, I don't want to talk to you anymore because you're so violent.
Addy didn't even show up. Addy was over there across the street with her husband.
Earl.
Addy did not be.
I want to go to Sam's.
Earl, where I go to the
just live in your own world.
Yes, Sherman. Yes.
See where
Sam's
is.
Make a left right here. Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
Sherman, why don't you go in with me? To get you away from his.
You know, this crazy person that's less than half his size. Me. I'm so violent.
Okay.
No, you've beaten me. It's a problem. It's a problem.
You hit me in the eyes.
I've never touched you. I've never touched you in my life, Sherman. No, I am not. They are witnesses, you idiot.
Wait, stop.
They are witnesses to that.
Let's ask a witness.
Chill.
Mom, you don't.
Mom, I'm going to ask you one question only. Did Earl run out of his room
in
a violent rage and attack me and punch me in the face? And
I've done that. I've done that. I've punched Sherman.
The police.
Wait, I ran out of my room and punched Sherman and he had to call the police over this?
You called them, right?
Wait, I called the police because I punched you in the face. You just said that?
You called the police.
That doesn't make any sense, Sherman. You were going crazy at your parents. These two people, you were in their face. Mom was screaming at the top of her lungs. I went out there to stop the arguing. I got beat down by you and I called the
Carl, one person got hurt.
I went to the hospital. You didn't get hurt. You got your ego.
Kicking me.
You did not get kicked by me. I got beat down by you and Dad both. Both of you had your fists and bodies on me, one or the other. Dad was crushing me and you were beating me. And I called the police after this, after my foot was badly injured. And you have the audacity right now to say that I had anything to do with the violence upon me. No, sir.
We just
asked
the witness to it and she confirmed that you're a liar.
No, sir. I'm looking in your eye right now and telling you, I haven't touched your eye even once.
Okay, Earl.
But you have beaten me. I've been
in the
hospital.
I've never touched you, Earl.
You never touched me in this
entire
time. You're a liar. You're a liar, and
okay,
I have you on video.
I know, we have you on video.
Doing
punching
what?
Me.
Yes,
I
want to see the video.
I hate my dad. I hate my mom. Everybody doesn't do what I say.
Just exactly what he's saying is what he means, Dad. That's what he's saying about himself, is that he hates his mom, and he hates his dad, and he hates his family, and that's why he comes over, he moves into the house the same week that Addy gets married and starts beating his transgender sister. That's what happened. The entire time. I'm transgender, Sherman.
No, you're not. You're a boy. You're a boy who has mental illness.
Oh, I'm glad I got video footage of this. This person, he says, has a mental illness. I have a mental illness while he's beating me. He beats me and calls me a person with a mental
show
illness.
Show us the evidence. If you...
Tony,
show us the evidence.
That's Sherman's name right there. Let's just know.
Earl, what the hell's wrong with you?
Sherman, the problem with me is that I get beat by a man over twice my size. And nobody in the house does anything about this.
What is it?
Let's reason about this one. I've never beat a person.
Exactly. So you're a habitual liar.
No, Sherman. You are a gaslighting narcissist.
Do you understand?
You are a gaslighting narcissist.
You attacked your father.
I've never attacked you, Dad. I've never attacked you in my life. And if you can't have the audacity right now to turn towards this camera and say that's true, then I don't respect you. You either say the truth or I don't respect you. If you don't say anything, that's fine, but I'm just telling you the truth. I don't respect you if you don't turn around right now and say that's never happened. If you don't do that right now, I'm telling you the truth. I don't respect a person that can't have the. You have to have a little bravery in you, Dad, because this is cowardice.
Hello.
Dad?
Hello. Oh,
he's just gonna be a coward then. That's what the whole family is, though. I mean, I get beat down.
So, When you call people cowards, you mentally bully people.
When you mentally bully people, I like how you look at me with that squint in your eye. Like, I mean, I just like to think about how crazy an asshole Sherman Schultz is. Because he beats me, and I hope someone on that phone right now hears me. You beat me, Sherman. You beat me.
Oh, Earl, you beat me.
No, oh, so what? You, the boxer. You're the boxer. Who's, no, you're not honest, Sherman. No, that's the problem, is that you're not honest, and you don't change your tone to suddenly be honest.
When mom and dad are gone, you're going to be homeless.
I will live there, you idiot. If I even survive that house after the fourth time you beat me, I don't want to hear a word about this. You will never.
But you understand that nobody likes you.
No one likes Sherman
Schultz. Because all you do is lie. And B, do you remember when the people that you moved out and moved in with kicked you out because they said that you were psychotic and they wanted nothing to do with you? They threw all of your shit out in the yard.
Sherman, what happened to you in California? What happened to you in California? What happened to Sherman in California? Sherman, he brought this big black car that with him, this big Yukon. It's a Yukon. He brings it home, and within a month of him being home, it doesn't work anymore.
I jacked cancer treatment for a year in that car. I kept that car because Jack had cancer.
You know what? That car stopped working the summer.
No, it didn't. Something
yeah,
new
it didn't work anymore. It didn't work anymore. It didn't work anymore.
I got evidence. I took him up to Ohio State to cure his cancer.
What does the car have to do with it?
I had to take him in his car because he broke his hip.
His car. His car. His car.
My car, Earl.
What, your car?
I drove him up in my car. You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Oh,
I don't care. I only care about
you. Don't give a shit about Dale.
Oh, yeah.
You watched him die.
I can't wait.
They said, Earl, come over and help us. I don't care about anybody's cancer. Spit on him. That's what you do, Earl. You destroy everything around you. God.
This man is a gaslighting narcissist, and I don't want to live in the same fucking house as him. He beats me.
Move out.
I will, and I'm not...